a little POL somewhere, a little funny comic relief or whatever you call it. Thing could be that when, if we should have it, which I planned, when that doomsday, so to speak, appear there, whether it is made to look or be presented as a collective, you know, the whole world blows up or something, or that people are one after another, this is better, I think, getting liberated from the illusion that the world out there is the reality. That could be like the big wave that comes now all of a sudden. I mean, again, we can use that metaphor of Lord Chaitanya, you know, opening the gates and the love of God just pours out like an inundation. So we could have that, we could paint that into imagery, into a movie scene, basically, because we're looking at it from the other side, from the other world, and we see the poor suffering souls in there, in the poor loka. And then all of a sudden, how finally, because by the teamwork of devotees on both sides, and that was, as it appeared down the line, that was what was required to make this happen, finally, to open the dam gates. Or what do you call it? And then, as you see, now it could be, I mean, again, we need to paint some allegory, some mythological artwork here. So this bridge, I like it. The bridge between the other world station, whatever we're gonna call it, and Earth, Burloka. In other words, the world that happens within this space over there, seen through those physical eyes of those physical bodies and so on. Anyway, so I'm getting tired. So as the inundation takes place and people start pouring in over that bridge, it's a nice, good, wide bridge that they have built, which seems to be very long from one direction, seen from Earth direction. We can hardly see the end of it. Some think there is no end, they don't dare to walk on it. But once you get out on it, it gets, the distance gets smaller and smaller. So you see, it's just a short bridge over like a river. And people go like, wow. And they look back and, wow, that's where we were. And they can see this was just like a dream, like an illusion, a game, a scene like that. And then more and more come out of that, and we can make some special effects there, multidimensional stuff. One of them, the ways one can do this is that what we see, what we hear, now as our world, whatever room, whatever place we may be in, as a 3D space, from this where we see it as on a movie screen, as a 2D space. So we see all these people there coming, maybe each one with his or her own environment around a little bit or something. And don't care so much about the environment, but that person stepping out of that screen as, you know, this kind of artwork we see sometimes, some sculpture coming out or in FX stuff. All of a sudden someone comes out of a wall, a 2D surface becomes 3D and whoops. Or from the floor, this Terminator style, but a benign one. I mean, just a person who was like a 2D person, but now raises up into the next dimension, so to speak, and look out there here and take step out of that and then stand there on that bridge or whatever, wherever it is, or just at the root of it, going, wow. I mean, it can be done in whatever ways, but my point here, as usual, in the beginning I got completely diverted from, was that it was supposed to be a little funny thing. When they have crossed the bridge, and those who are devotees, of course they are all devotees, but then those who were the old, you know, followers of Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta, Bhaktisiddhanta, and so on, they have put up, it's like a street they come walking on after the bridge, everyone. And there are buildings there, there are like guest houses and all kinds of, and people stand there along the road and cheering and, oh, welcome back. And the people there, you see, look over the bridge there, it gets grayer and grayer the further you look, just like where there's fog like that, or a little murky like that, the way you sometimes feel on Earth nowadays. And then you see here on the other side, everything is bright and beautiful and just normal. And then there is this sign, Govindas or something, or Iskon. Just typical design that Hare Krishnas do. And so our heroes, they, because they are old Hare Krishnas, they sneak in there, and then the whole gang is sitting there having a good time. Or they just have a little, you know, preaching center, as we call it, there. And, hey, you just come with us. We have a nice place over here. And then, you know, they go and how they go, I don't know. And then they get to this beautiful community there, which is what we call the other world. Something like that could be nice.